This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Two backcountry snowboarders who triggered an avalanche early last year will not pay for damages. CPR's Corey Jones reports they settled a criminal case.
$168,000. That's how much Tyler DeWitt and Evan Hannibal could have owed if found guilty. The slide buried a service road and destroyed an avalanche mitigation unit near I-70 in Summit County. The two reported it and handed over video to help with the investigation. The snowboarders and the state's own Avalanche Information Center argued a guilty verdict could keep others from reporting future slides or cooperating with investigators. As part of their plea deal, the defendants will agree to community service. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
A pop-up COVID vaccine clinic for Denver's LGBTQ community vaccinated 36 people today. Drag queens greeted people as they arrived at the center on Colfax. The advocacy group One Colorado led the event. Executive Director Nadine Bridges says the drag performance was important.
You know, to create a space where it was fun and let folks know that we're here, we're queer, and we're being vaccinated. We know that in our community, there are a lot of folks, LGBTQ folks, who felt uncomfortable with getting vaccinated. So we wanted to create the space for them to be vaccinated and feel safe.
There will be another LGBTQ pop-up clinic at the Center on Colfax in Denver on June 18th. Denver's at 69 degrees, Fort Collins 72. This is CPR News.